in addition to the ads, which we send out the copies of them, we put in each Bible that we send out, we put in a flyer for the day Jesus the Christ died, free coupon, and we've been getting some responses from those. And we also put in a flyer, which was in the packet we sent you, advertising the website. You know, are you tired of the politics of church and all of this sort of thing? You want to hear just the scriptural truth? Go to cbcg.org. And I hope we'll get a good response from that. Now, we are also working with the Logos Company, as I mentioned briefly before, up in Bellingham, Washington. Now, they have 600,000 members, and they put out the most sophisticated Bible study material and helps. They have more encyclopedias, more dictionaries, more Greek, Hebrew, Dead Sea Scrolls. They have everything on it. And so Logos, and actually there's another Logos company down in Australia that contacted us about the Bible too. But anyway, the one in Bellingham is very interesting. I went up and I visited Phil Spinelli, and he's one who reviews all the new things coming in. He really likes the harmony. They want to do the harmony. And they like the Bible. They want to do the Bible. But in these economic times, they're not necessarily going to have the funds to do it, because here's how they would normally put a new book or new Bible into their membership, so they could download, purchase it, and so forth. So if they eventually do it, it will end up being some income back to the church as well. But they normally do. They let everyone know that they're thinking about doing thus and such book or thus and such Bible. And what is your interest level? Would you buy it? And so they have a little bar graph that it starts out 0%, but as they get the responses, yes, I'd like it, I'd like to buy it, then the bar graph goes up, and when it's 100%, then they start producing it, because they have to take each page and redo it in their program and then put it online. So I mentioned to Phil, since I think he did this deliberately just to find out. He said, well, at this time, we don't know how it's going to go, economically speaking. And I said, well, we would be very willing to pay, so let us know what it may cost. So we'll find out. He gave me a tentative thing of $7 a page, so which is not bad. So we budgeted out $30,000 for the harmony and for the Bible. And if that goes online, it will be the first harmony of the Gospels that they have on there. But especially what he liked was the charts, the 3 days and three nights, because he says the very first question that new people want to know is, how do you get 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday? And so as I was sitting up there, I opened up and I showed him the chart, and I showed him the things concerning when was Jesus born and so forth. And he was really impressed with that, especially with all of the historical, you know, chronologies and timelines that coordinate with it, which we have in the back of the Bible as an appendices, and also the New Testament, and also in the harmony. So I hope to hear pretty quick from them what's going to happen. And Mike Heiss is finishing up some small little odds and ends for us in cleaning up some of the text, so he'll be done with that pretty soon. And then when we get all of that done, and all of the typos from the first edition eliminated, we will have a digital copy ready for everyone. And the digital copy will include, we will go appendix 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, which then will be the appendix from the New Testament and the commentary from the New Testament that was not included in the Bible. So we'll have that. Now, someone wrote in and suggested, said, oh, we like the article on Rome's challenge to the Protestants. Could we have it in a booklet form so we can pass out, have it available and pass out to different people? So we've got that reformatted in booklet form, and you're going to get it in the next mailing. You'll get one copy of that. Now, you can get all you want free. And the title on the outside says, A Sabbath Sunday Challenge You Have Never Read. And then have just a little one-page introduction on it. And instead of copyright, we put there public domain material. Because it was first published in 1893, and if that isn't public domain today, I don't know what is public domain. Okay. So you'll be getting that. Then we have another new booklet, which we'll send to you next month, along with our new bookmarker holy day calendar, thanks to Cindy and Harry Curley. We have those there. And we're going to put two of those in, and then we will include a brand new booklet, which is entitled, now I don't know what we can do, we may put the second booklet in there, but the first one we want to put in there is Saved by Grace, - Now What? Now what do I do? And that was written by Duncan MacLeod and our editor Phil Neal. And that's about 34 pages. So we'll have that one. Then we've taken the Grace booklet, which was 8.5 by 11, and we made it half size. So it's the, you know, just a fold over size, booklet like this. It'll be this size. And so what we want to do is have those two booklets available. Now what'll be good with these things is this. A man in Kentucky at an independent Church of God, and they get all of our material, he knows how to use the rural route box numbers. Because you can go into the post office, and the rural route, you can send out a flyer to everyone on the rural route. It's kind of hard to say, a rural route. Worldwide, yeah. And so he sent me information on that some time ago, but I haven't gotten back to him because I wanted to have something to let him know what we would have that he could do. So we have those three booklets, and then there's one more that we're going to do. I forget what that is right now, but we're going to have that also. So there are four booklets that are coming, and we've redesigned the front of it, redesigned the logo, more like the one that's on the Bible. And we also put it in a blue and white marble cover. So we'll have that. Then, just the other day, I got an email from a man in Australia. I forget his last name, but his first name is Graham. And you know how they spell that in Australian. Graeame, I guess it is. I'm not a good speller. That's why I need spell check. So spell check doesn't go good. Oh, by the way, you know when you get something with typos in it, that I edited it. I did send it off to Phil. They wrote and said, we have a worldwide publication out here from Australia, and how much would it cost us to purchase the Bibles so we can sell them? So I couldn't tell them. So I emailed Roy Asante, who's our office manager down in Australia, and ask him, please send him a copy of the leather cover and also the paperback version of the Bible, and we can work out something later on. And I asked him, I called him by phone, and I said, are you any connection with Logos up in Bellingham, Washington? He said, no, we've heard of them, but we're not connected with them at all. So that's doing pretty good. Plus, we got a good review, I mentioned that, from Dave Seelaff, and I included it in this mailing, which you'll get this week, or next week. We're going to mail it next week, two-thirds of it, 8 pages. Then we have something else going. So we have a lot of burners going, okay? Now, I'm going to pass these to you here, which then There was a woman in Australia, Jane Spring, and she wrote up a children's Bible story. Children's Bible story, no. And it was very, very good. So we sent it off to Don and Bonnie Burroughs, the one who do the artwork and the scriptures for our coloring books for children and adults. So they worked it up with some pictures because Jane had some pictures in her book. And it was all hand-drawn by her and so forth. And she sent it over and said what she was doing with it. And Dolores said, boy, this is good. We ought to get this, you know, get this up and get it out and publish it. So we just about have that ready. And so thanks again to Cindy and her graphics artist. She brought me today these four trial covers. And the one I like the best, she likes the best, is the one that is blue in the center with the gold on the outside. Gold, is it gold? Yeah. Okay. With the children walking down a path with trees on the side. I think that's the best one. Now, what we want to do is put that into 7x10 book form and send it back to Thompson Shore and have it printed. We'll have that. So we're gradually building up some things for children. Coloring books, God's Pathway for Children, and then they're just about done with the, yeah, there it is. Don and Barney Burroughs are also working on the next edition of the youth book for the teenagers and so forth and adults. And they said they're ready to start number 5. So we're gradually building up on all of these things. And, you know, I think what we need to do is this. Do not look at the small number of people that we have. Because just consider us part of Gideon's army, if you could, you know. Gideon wanted to take all 30,000, and God said, and it got down to 300 oddballs that lap water like a dog. So, you know, a lot of people consider us oddballs, you know. I'm a poacher anyway, so you know how that goes. So, yeah. So, anyway. If you build it, they will come. All right? If you prepare, God will use it, provided you do it His way. And with God's blessing, then we can reach more people. More people. Now, we don't know what's going to happen with these ads. We've only had one book returned, one Bible returned, that's all. But I visited my son Stephen here yesterday. And he lives over in West Los Angeles. And he's got one of these new, I don't know if it's an iPhone or iPod. No, it's not an iPod. So he showed me his iPhone, and they have a new system now where you can put entire books right on the iPhone. And he showed me the Bible section, and there were several Bibles in there. And he says, Dad, if you will send me the PDF copy safe of the Bible, we can put it on there and people can order it. And he said, the beauty of ordering it and paying for it is this. Everyone who has an iPhone has their credit card registered. And if they want to order it, they can download all the PDF. And you don't have to do any printing, you don't have to do any mailing, and they pay you when they download. And the way that they do it, you don't have to run a credit card swipe or anything. You just go through, take your finger, go through like this, and if you want to order it, the price is there. Bam, you punch it, and they got it. So we need to get all of our books on that. That way, then, if they want the hard copy, then there'll be a place they can order the hard copy. So that ought to work really good. But you see, I think we need to take advantage of everything that we can to make known what we have and to get the truth out. Because we don't have a political agenda. We are not following a man. I don't want you to follow me. I want you to follow Christ. I want you to have a relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. And that's what needs to be taught. And so what Stephen said, he said, when they first got this thing out, he said, I forget the number of hits that they had in one day on that iPhone. But he says, that whole technology is locked up and it's closed off Microsoft. And I said to him, I wonder if that's why Bill Gates retired. I don't know. And then what we are going to do for those overseas, we will have the Bible on a memory stick and we'll mail it to them. They can pop it into their computer and print it up. Because shipping one box of Bibles to ship, say, to New Zealand cost about $140. We used to be able to send it by slow boat for about $65, but no more slow boat unless you send it on a pallet, then you can send a lot. We send to the Philippines by a pallet. They have a company called Forex, and there's one up in Salinas. We just call them. They come and pick it up, and they box it up and send it on to the Philippines. And they ship it slow boat for $55 and $65, depending on the size of the box. So those are just some of the things that we're doing right now. And so we're making progress. And we don't want to get all carried away and try and do something that God doesn't want us to do. And we don't want to get all carried away and get all self-important about different things, because it is sent out so that people can learn the truth of God, and that's what it's for. Now, what they do with it then depends on how they react, as Christ explained there in the parable of the sower. All right. Now, let's have a real quick Bible study here. The question is concerning the three wise men and the star in the east, and how long that was seen, and was it a star, was it an angel, or was it an angel and a star? Now, let's come here to Matthew, the second chapter, and let's read some things concerning this. And let's ask some questions, because the question is this. At what age is a baby called a little child? All right. Let's pick it up here, Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1. Now, after Jesus had been born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem. Now, Steve Collins, who in his book says that they came with 2,500 Parthian soldiers. I doubt it, because the Romans just quit fighting the Parthians and they wouldn't let any of the Parthian soldiers come. That would have been a threat. So I think it was a small contingency. And here's what they said. Verse 2. Where's the one who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Now, how far away were they? How far in the east? And was it also the east and the north? Seeing the star in the east does not tell us their location, does it? Because they see it in the east. Now, when you consider, how long does it take to get to Jerusalem? Well, when you read about Ezra, when he traveled from Babylon with his caravan and those with him, of course it was a bigger group, it took him 5 months. So how long were they in a journey? We don't know. Was the star seen before Jesus was born, God knowing that they would be coming to Bethlehem, or coming to Jerusalem and then to Bethlehem? And they were traveling all during that time. It seems that that is very likely, as we will see here in just a little bit. Verse 3, but when Herod heard this, he was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. And after gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ should be born. Then they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written by the prophet. So they knew. They understood. And of course, remember the chief priest. You go back a few months earlier, and what did you have? Who was the priest attending in the temple? Who was to burn the incense? Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist. And that whole thing was discussed throughout the whole priestly community. So they knew, they were understood that things were about to happen. Verse 6, here's the quote. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, in no way are you least among the princes of Judea. For out of you shall come forth a prince who shall shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called the Magi and ascertained from them the exact time of the appearing of the star. Now notice, the appearing of the star does not necessarily coincide with the birth of Jesus, and may have preceded it by a considerable length of time. And so they told him. And verse 8, he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the little child. Now the question is, at what age is an infant called a child? Because people read this and say, well, they must have been there about a year, year and a half. Don't know. But we will see, probably not. And when you have found him, bring word back to me so that I may also go and worship him. And after hearing the king, they departed, and behold, the star that had been seen in the east went in front of them until it came and stood over the house where the little child was. Now, we also know that a star in the Bible can mean an angel. Now, we're not told directly, so we have to use a little deductive reasoning, which is this. The star, which, as Bullinger shows, God has also given witness of the gospel in the heavens, could have been an actual star that appeared. And they followed that, but there were periods of time when an angel probably led them. Because you're not going to have a star in the heavens come down close enough so that the wise men can follow it and come to a house and have it stand still over a house. So we would have to say it is probably a combination of both. And after seeing the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy and so forth. Now, you know the rest of the story here in Matthew, which is they gave their presents, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They found the little child in a house. Find that. Verse 11. And when they came into the house, they found the little child with Mary his mother, and they bowed down and worshipped him, and they opened their treasures, and presented their gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then God warned them to go back a different way, so they went back a different way. Herod came in, and he saw that they didn't come back. So let's see what Herod did here. Verse 16. Herod, seeing that he had been mocked by the Magi after the angel told Joseph to take Mary and Jesus and go to Egypt, was filled with rage, and he sent and put to death all the boys that were in Bethlehem and in the area all around from 2 years old and under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the Magi. But what did he ascertain from the Magi? The beginning of the appearing of the star. Which then tells you what? They were traveling for the good part of perhaps up to 2 years. Maybe a year and a half, and then he added 6 months on that just to make sure that he got them all killed. All right, that being said, we must also have the parallel account from Luke. So let's read some of the things from Luke here. Luke, the second chapter. Verse 7, Mary gave birth to Jesus, put him in a manger. Verse 8, the shepherds were out keeping their flocks. An angel of the Lord stood by them and told them, don't be afraid. And verse 11, for today in the city of David a Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord. Now this is a sign for you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a heavenly host, multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth among men of goodwill. And it came to pass, as the angels were departing from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us go now as far as Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. They made haste, they came and found both Mary and Joseph and the babe in the manger. So this was the same day, the same night. This indicates that Jesus was probably born somewhere around sunset. So today, because there's another place which says this concerning Peter's betrayal of Christ. Jesus said, today, in this night. So here we have much the same thing. So they found him. And then they went out and told it everywhere. Mary stored up these sayings in her heart. All right. Now, verse 21, a key. Verse 21 helps answer the question, when can an infant be called a little child? Verse 21. Now when the 8 days were fulfilled for circumcising the little child. So you can't say the term little child means a baby that is much older, correct? Because here, he's 8 days old. His name was called Jesus, which he was named by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now, let's come over here to the next page, and let's pick it up here in verse 27. This is Simeon, the one who came to bless Jesus. He came in the spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the little child. Now, what do we have? 40 days purification, correct? So now he's 40 days old. He's called a little child. He's called a little child at 8 days old. So many times we've had the assumption that Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary were there for a year and a half before the wise men came. But that's not exactly what it's telling us, so we can't assume any of those things. So that's to answer that question. Okay. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.